Now that we are where we are right now in the divisional round, these are legit teams.
Yeah.
This is good football. And you start to see themes. You have to have a playmaker.
Mm.
You have to have a play caller.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those things are necessary.
I would have loved for Baker Mayfield to have been my quarterback after I'd won a Super Bowl.
No, AFC is so dope right now.
Ridiculous, bro. Ridiculous.
It's so fire.
Hello, fine people. I want to welcome you to the Jason and the OC podcast, brought to you by Lazy Boy.
The original.
It's the original. There's only one.
They're the original OC.
There's only one.
Now.
There can only be one.
I've had several friends.
Yes.
That you know.
Yes.
That remind me something to tell you about your son, too, why he's going to be a genius.
Which one?
The middle one that talks like that. Yeah. He's going to be a genius. I read something about kids that love dinosaurs and the moon and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, okay.
Yes, he's on his pathway.
All right.
We can talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
We need somebody to support us in the future. You
it's
see, your important. Kid is going to support.
It's important.
It's important. Okay.
It's important.
But someone, they talk about these chairs we have, these Lazy Boys.
Okay.
And they talk about how great they are. People in the office, whatever, people that are just visiting. They're so scared to sit in your chair.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And you know what I told them?
What's that?
I said, don't sit in the chair.
Yeah, you can't. You heavy as the head that wears the crown.
I said, don't do it. Don't sit in my chair. You can do it. But it says there's two Super Bowls put in your chair.
Yeah.
Great stitching, by the way. Which says a lot about the quality of this chair.
Incredible.
That you can stitch in the chair like this and it can...
Stays the same.
Yeah, like this is good living. So if you
anybody who's listening, don't you dare sit your peasant's body in the two-time Super Bowl champion.
You called her the peasant body. What kind
I want violence at all times. No peace.
you have that kind of shirt on too.
C'est la vie.
You're
talking about my
your dictator clothing line.
You know what I mean?
The dictator clothing line is real. Anyways,
we're gonna do it.
Shout out
to
Lazy Boy, www.la-z-boy.co.uk. Our people's great sponsors. Just love their products. So get big comfort, but don't sit into OC's chair. OC,
yep.
I love the playoffs.
Yeah.
We were having a little conversation, brief one at that, about your ability to understand the dynamics and functions of successful NFL teams.
Yeah.
We call it the smell test.
Smell test.
There's a lot going on in the nose.
Yeah.
Connected to the brain, picking up senses.
Olfactory system.
Survival is through the nose. Smell something that smells bad, don't eat it.
Yeah.
Smells good, probably nourishing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start there. You always have the ability to say this team doesn't smell well.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't pass my smell test.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we are where we are right now in the divisional round, these are legit teams.
Yeah.
This is good football. And you start to see themes. And the light bulb went off on my 3 hours of sleep
because
I did a lot of work this weekend. We're doing a game and I'm like, OC's smell test.
Mm.
And I'm stealing every line you said about it.
Mm-hmm.
And people think I came up with it. No, it came straight out of you, from you, stolen, not even copyrighted. This is an infringement of something.
Can't call it that.
Okay.
Because if you tell somebody, if you ask somebody for it, and they're like, yeah.
True. I'm cool
not,
now, right?
Yeah,
I cited
stealing,
it. You know
like,
what I'm saying? Yes, I quoted.
Stealing is like.
Yeah, that's just. No.
Like, no. Yeah. We're friends. It's osmosis.
And it's documented right now.
Osmosis.
This is true. It is osmosis. Your smell test, when I look at teams and I evaluate and I'm talking about the things they have, it's so true. And it's so true now.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to get into that. The way I look at it is, obviously, you look at the quarterbacks and what they can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at how things are built around them
and
how some of them can clean things up. But ultimately, you need to have a couple of things. One thing, you got to be able to rush the passer somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to do that. You have to have a playmaker.
Mm.
You have to have a play caller.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those things are necessary. Okay. Now that's a big canvas, but I want you to talk about the smell test.
Yeah.
Because the way you break it down is, it's interesting and it's right.
I think we'll probably even go like a level deeper than that.
I love this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me write some notes out here.
A lot of times, you know, people can say some things or they can do some things that actually will make it seem like they can see into the future, right? Or maybe they're ahead of the curve, right? Ahead of their time, right?
Yes, yes.
But then when you look a little deeper as to why that is, then you can have like a pretty good understanding of the accuracy and the validity of this person's thoughts, right?
Agreed.
So over the years, that smell test has proven to be very, very accurate,
yes,
right?
Yes, yep.
And it has nothing to do with me being, you know, or maybe other people who might have been able to see these things coming smarter than anybody else. It's just we are all the sum total of our experiences.
Fact.
You understand what I mean?
No, no, yes.
So having been in the NFL for that long,
right,
and having won Super Bowls, right?
Credibility right there.
The way those Super Bowls were won,
mm-hmm.
and then if you're in the league for a long period of time,
yep.
you've been part of like a Super Bowl winning team, you've watched and you've studied and you've seen, what you notice is that there's like little trends that all of them have in common.
Yes.
They all have them in common.
Yes.
And it's just a matter of you being able to identify what those trends are. That's it. It is literally as simple as that.
I have a question that connects to that. You don't get distracted by temporary blips in the radar. That's what's fascinating.
Yeah.
We all talk about these trends, which I laid somewhere. I'd like for you to say some things that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
But you still don't get swayed by the emotions of game to game.
You know why?
Reactions. Tell me why.
You know why?
Tell me.
Because no matter what anybody comes up with in this game that we play football, no matter any scheme, any whatever, the game at its base has remained the same for 100 years, bro. Mm-hmm. And it's going to remain the same for the next 100 years. Then you can come up with all kinds of innovation. You can come up with whatever you want.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the base of the game, what it's built on, never changes. And so when you identify this, okay.
Let's talk about that.
You sit over there, you look at a team, right? The first thing I do, because I played on the line, is I look at their line.
Yes.
Offensive, defensive line. That's the first thing I look at. Like, okay, what's going on over there? Can they rush the passer? Right?
Yeah.
Can they stop the run when it's necessary?
Yes.
Can they rush the passer without blitzing
when it's
necessary?
Yes.
Can they do that?
Yes.
Okay, cool. On the offensive line, can they run the ball?
Especially when they have to.
Yes.
And you know they're going to run.
You know they're going to run. Can they run it?
Yeah.
Right?
And we put eight in the box. They put eight in the box. We're going to still run at you.
Can they run the ball?
What Miami couldn't do.
Can you protect the passer?
Yes.
Whichever way it is that you're doing
it. Or can he protect himself?
Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, okay. Check. Yeah, at least they got that.
Yeah.
Look at the quarterback position. Like, okay, he's doing all these little dink and dunk, quick throws, boom, boom, boom. When this team needs a play.
Moment.
Does he have the ability to make that play? Can he do that? Because ultimately, you must.
That's the playoffs. That's the championship rounds.
J-Bell. You must.
Yeah.
Can he do it?
Yeah.
When everything is on the line.
Yeah.
Did you see what CJ Stroud?
Oh my God.
Like, what is this? What is this?
I've never seen a rookie do that in my life.
What is going on here?
In my life.
You know what I mean?
I've never seen anything like this.
So when you see that, right? And shout out to Houston. Because there's one thing that I didn't account for when I was picking that game.
Because I picked them off of pure emotion.
Yeah. But the one thing I didn't account for was they have a dominant left tackle.
Ooh, good old Tunsil.
I didn't think of that, huh? It never occurred to me. So in my head, I was like, who's going to block Garrett?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to. It never occurred to me that they could
that
single him up, right?
Yep.
And slide the line or do it up to the other side. Mm. I didn't even think about it. Mm. And so I was watching the game. I was like,
that's your formula.
I was like, oh.
The light bar. It was too late.
Too late.
Oh.
They have it. They got it all.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And so all it is you watch a team, mm-hmm. right? They can be flashy. They can do anything. They can win 1,000 straight games. Yep. Doesn't even matter.
Yes.
You know, once it comes to the playoffs and it's the best of the best, these are the type of things that you're going to have.
Yes.
If they don't have it, you can say after week 5 or week 6, you'd be like, you know what? This team isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And they can win another 8 straight games.
I've seen you do
don't
it.
Matter.
I've seen you do it. That's what's tripping me out.
Doesn't matter. Because you know,
bro,
once it gets to this stage, forget it.
Man, you That's were on Dallas. Is. You were on the Eagles like that. Mm. You were like, every time I'd be like, man, you know, Dak's doing this. You'd be like, Jay Bell. And we want them to do well for personal reasons.
Yeah.
That is fascinating. I don't want you to reveal any more tips and tricks because we need those for live broadcast mm-hmm. purposes. But I like it. I want to talk before we dive into other stuff. Who knows where we'll go. I just want to look at these storylines because this ties into your topic of understanding teams.
Mm-hmm.
We always say, you coined this phrase, and we used to say it all the time when we started the show, the NFL Never Disappoints.
Mm-hmm.
And people would be over here clapping their hands, loving it, mm-hmm. because every week it gave
never
us something, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gave us something. Look at what we got,
mm-hmm.
all right? When you look at Houston and Baltimore, I mean super top level, super, mm-hmm. super top level, would you say those two coaches are dynamic leaders?
Yes.
Yeah, I would too. And you can say, like, when you look at D'Amico Ryans, the player empowerment for future coaches, like guys that played the game
mm-hmm.
and that can be leaders, is there because of what he's done. Like, he is leading a team,
mm-hmm.
right? He and what Antonio Pierce is going to do, right?
Campbell.
Boom. Right? All right. Right? So this is good. Because when you look at Harbaugh, you know, special teams guy, he wasn't calling plays, mm-hmm. but he's got that, mm-hmm. right? So you got that. But when you look at these quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
what did you just say about your formula? Moments.
Can they make the play?
Can they make the play? When you watch them two dudes play,
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, this is a moment.
Yeah.
And they rise up. That's mm-hmm. what's crazy about watching CJ Stroud, a rookie, being able to do that.
And Jordan Love.
I'm glad you said it. So that's moments, those two mm-hmm. guys. You look at Green Bay, San Fran. You talk about Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure's in his face. He makes his O-line right.
Yes.
So when you said protection, and I said, protect yourself, Jordan Love is extending plays, moving backwards like Mahomes does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just that extra second, throwing those little trick shots that Favre did and Rodgers,
yeah.
right? So you got that. You got two coaches off the same tree. These dudes coach with each other. It's the same philosophy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Before I forget, I saw somebody post something about Green Bay. It was just so funny. He was like, Green Bay's formula. Did you see this?
No, but I can guess
Green
what
Bay's
it is.
Formula for success. Right.
What is?
Have a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yep.
Draft his successor in the late first round.
Uh-huh.
Have him usurp the powers of the Hall of Fame quarterback for a couple of years.
Oh, see.
Trade that quarterback to the New York Jets. Repeat the cycle.
I forgot about the Jets part. Here, take our trash. It ain't trash. I'm sorry. I take that back. Not our trash. Our leftovers.
I mean,
it's still good. Leftovers are good.
How is that possible?
It's funny. It's funny. But think about it. When you have the structure they have, they don't have an owner, but they got this formula in place.
Mm.
When we talk about learning as a player, who did you learn from?
Strahan.
Boom. You put in that locker room mm-hmm. where you like, everything is there for me. Two people I learned from, even though I didn't play anywhere on their level, but I could watch Darren Woodson and Aaron Glenn.
Mm.
I knew how to work.
Mm-hmm.
I might not have been great, but I knew how to survive in the league. I was like, just do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even have to just do those things
mm-hmm.
and it might work out
You'd
for
be all right.
me. Yep. You know, And imagine, to your point, the way Jordan Love is doing things out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's had someone to watch, learn, because it's all about observation,
mm-hmm.
and go out every day and kind of toy with it. Let me just try this. Mm-hmm. But how do you know what to do unless you see it?
Yep.
And how to fix it, right? Yep. This is how we learn. This is how we learn in the business we are in now.
The thing about the NFL from a player development standpoint that I don't think people truly understand, from just a sheer player development standpoint,
mm-hmm.
is that once you make it to the NFL, you have to almost develop yourself.
Because it's very rare you get lucky enough to have a coach that really, really develops you.
It's like the coaches have so much going on.
They're so busy.
Right? That they can't sit there and pick you out Mm-mm. and individually teach you everything that you need to know over. And it takes thousands of repetitions over, and they just can't do it. So you have to be able to develop yourself. You have to watch. You have to learn. Mm-hmm. You have to observe. You got to follow people who are doing it. And if you're lucky enough to be blessed with good veteran leaders, outstanding players who are there when you get there, and you're humble enough to say to yourself, you know, I don't know anything. You know, let me just sit here and watch these people. Let me learn. The chances of you being successful are very high.
Yeah.
A lot of people coming in, number one, they don't understand that. And number two,
yeah,
they have too much pride. They think, oh, I was a first round pick, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to come in. I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
And that's why they always fail.
Straight up.
It's the rare guy who comes in that's already prepared, number one, yeah. or B, has the coach that's going to be like, I'm going to sit here and drill everything with you over and over and over again. He's got to believe in you exponentially.
And that is a philosophy, right, of coaching. And when you think of, this is segueing somewhere else, but you think about Belichick and you think about Vrabel, right?
Yep.
Mike Vrabel coming up and being coaches. The one thing they both can do is develop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill has made some mistakes in picking, right? But they're teachers.
Yeah.
You know, it's to your point. It's bring your side. This is going to work for you. I know guys that played for Parcells. I never played for him. And they all played DB. And they had different techniques. And they were like, oh, yeah, Parcells is just basically like, no, you need to play like this. I seen a guy way back. He had your arms, your this. This is going to work for you. And it did. That's what coaching does.
Yeah.
Coaching isn't about, oh, you know, go out here on the field and do this. It is about life because you're right.
Yep.
That's interesting. Because when you think about the two teams, and a friend of ours, who's one of our many friends as a coach, I was asking, man, what teams, whatever.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, in the NFC, he was like, man, the Detroit Rams game. Don't be surprised if the winner of that
goes.
And you look at Tampa Bay. Those two quarterbacks, guess what, OC? Guess what they could have been?
The victim. Very easily.
Very easily, they could have said, oh, man, no, right?
Refused.
They refused. Baker Mayfield, I read a quote saying he is in the best place he is in his professional career, how he feels. The team likes him. Soon as he's got in that locker room. After Brady, bro, heat. Yeah. You got to go in there and stand up and be like, hey, I'm Baker. Nice to meet you. Respect me. They like him. Boom. Jared Goff, big win, emotional. They did it for him. Says a lot, right? Those guys at some point did what you did.
Yeah.
And I don't know who helped them. I don't know how they got there. But they're not playing like victims, and their teams aren't.
Yeah. The one thing I'll say about Baker Mayfield, right, is I would love to have played with him. I would have loved for Baker Mayfield to have been my quarterback after I'd won a Super Bowl.
You had me on a cliffhanger, and then I just went back the other direction. I was about to fall over.
I would have loved after. Okay. After.
I understand.
Yeah, after I've won a Super Bowl.
We can get together after I have kids.
You know what I mean? After. You know what I mean? Nah, you're not good. can't have children with you.
I went there.
Yeah, you did.
We can't have to.
You understood. You understood exactly what I was talking about, right?
This is going to be fun. We're going to have a good time.
A great time. You know what I mean? We're going to be scrappy. We're going to like, hey, they almost. Nah. Well, they almost, man. They're going to the same.
That was fun.
That was fun. Now let's go to Cancun.
Now let's go to Cancun.
Great guy. Great guy. You know what I mean?
Sweating like a savage.
A fighter. You know?
Yes, yes.
A leader.
Yep.
It's like you would do anything for this guy. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
And so I would love to play with a guy like that.
Oh, my God.
But I know, ultimately, Super Bowl champion?
Yeah. Smell. That's when the smell test. Yeah.
No, Baker, I don't know.
But it was fun.
It was a great time. We had a good time.
We had a good time. I'll always remember you.
We had a good time. That's Baker Mayfield.
I get that. Yeah. Do you feel that way about golf?
For sure.
Okay.
But the thing is, to me,
I mean, a Detroit as a team.
Goff as a quarterback, to me, he doesn't have that. He doesn't have what Baker Mayfield has, to me, as a quarterback. Ooh.
Do you think he can
personality
get...
wise?
Okay, got it.
You understand what I mean? Like, yes, personality wise.
Yes.
To me, he just doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. Is he as talented? For sure, he's as talented as Baker, probably even more so, right? Mm-hmm. Has all the tools, but I do not see Jared Goff leading the Detroit Lions to a Super Bowl victory. Mm. I don't see it. Mm-hmm. I think because of the talent that he has, their coaching staff, the players that they have, they're going to be competitive all the time. They're going to be competitive. But I don't think that he, as a quarterback, when all the chips are down and those assassins are coming after him,
yes,
he's going to be able to sit in there and make those plays and make those throws. I just do not see it. Don't see it.
And you know what he's telling us both?
Yeah.
I ain't nobody's victim.
Yep. Not a victim. We will not be a victim.
All right. Last talk, because we have to give something on each of these games.
Yeah.
It's only right. We love it. When you look at Kansas City and Buffalo, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, I mean, this is a show, right? This is going to be outstanding. But how we got here is so unique.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot of your smell tests where I felt very strong about KC if they in the playoffs because of the defense.
Mm-hmm.
The way Spagnola, obviously you played for him. I temporarily played for him. Just what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
They can get pressure. They got playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
The defense, they're teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I look at Dave Merritt, the DB coach, right? He's got all those young DBs.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Merritt had to teach me when I went from corner to safety. That man spent so much time with me trying to get me ready every week. Mm. I'll never forget it. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to line up without him. I'm talking 10 minutes before a meeting where he's like, they're going to call you up and they're going to ask you all these questions. Let's go over it again.
Yep.
That's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew young guys playing well, boom, you got that. Defense that can sustain, can win you a game. If you just have the ability to look at yourself and say, I know I've been like this all my life, but this year's changed.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to have that identity shift with a guy who can make any play at any time, to your point about golf, to when you look at Mahomes, at any time can make that play. That's scary.
So, you realize over the course of this year, you've talked about Kansas City quite a bit,
yes,
right? And, you know, especially the past couple of weeks, you know, in the season, what did I say? Say it with me, J-Bell. Patrick Mahomes is not playing that well.
Yeah.
You note that I never said, this team doesn't pass my smell test.
You've never said that.
You never said that.
You talked about him as an individual.
Right?
Yeah, you didn't like his performance.
The one team in the AFC that everybody should be very, very concerned with is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
That's the one
team. That's who Baltimore should be.
They should be very, very, very wary
Yeah.
of that football team.
I agree.
because from a smell test standpoint, they check all the boxes.
Yes.
So at any given time, you catch them on a day when Mahomes decides, hey, you're in big trouble, buddy. You're in big, big trouble. And so out of all the teams in the AFC, if I'm going to pick one team right now,
yep,
that's going to be in the Super Bowl,
yes,
it would be Kansas City.
Yeah.
They're going to be a tough out. Not saying they can't be beat.
Yeah.
But Buffalo, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
And if they mess around and get Kansas City to Baltimore, Baltimore's going to be in big trouble in that game. So the Chiefs, to me, are the most dangerous team in the AFC.
I got a question for you.
Yep.
Do you, if you're Kansas City, you're that defense, and you play Josh Allen, right? I mean, he is Hercules. Mm. Let's be honest. Like, he's the guy who's taking it on his back,
yeah,
put the team on his back. He gives them the momentum, right? If you play against him, does that help you when you got to, if you got to face Lamar? Are you just ready to just cut this head off the snake,
yeah,
kind of vibe?
Sure. It's the same thing. Lamar is a more dynamic athlete, you know, but in terms of arm strength, accuracy, I can't say he's better in those facets than Josh Allen.
Well,
right?
I think Lamar is more accurate
than Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But I don't think that, you know, I think Lamar's a more dynamic
player. Yes, it's two different. But I'm just saying, like, the mentality of that's the dude.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And Spags knows that.
And he's, yeah. So, he's able to, it kind of gives them a little advantage.
Yeah.
Because it's not a complete shift. Like, okay, we have this mentality this week. Now we got to go from this.
Correct.
Ah.
But ultimately, on the other side,
yep,
is the same thing for Baltimore. Because they play Houston, right? And Stroud is like a mini.
You just brought it. Absolutely.
So they're both preparing.
They're both
for themselves.
Wow, you're right.
They're both preparing for this eventual. Maybe, well, because you never know.
AFC is so dope right now,
bro. Ridiculous.
It's so fire.
It's ridiculous.
It really is. Cool. I mean, when I look at CJ, way he operates.
Yeah.
Man, I don't
another
know.
Another thing, man, you light-skinned quarterbacks, bro. Like, you light-skinned people.
We've been fighting.
Sheesh.
We've been fighting because...
Golly.
Because we've been fighting for this.
My goodness.
The light-skinned quarterback has been fighting for this.
Unbelievable.
It is.
It's a moment. You guys are having a moment.
It is a moment.
Like the white defensive end.
It happened.
It's a moment.
It happened.
Boy, they getting after it.
They are swaggy about it.
Well, they getting after
they
it, bro.
They are getting it.
The top five defensive ends, four of them are white. Oh, you're like, yay, hey, what is
athletic,
this?
Athletic, bendy, fresh, can it's dance.
They can do it all.
Tatted up.
They're the best players.
They
you're
are
like,
the best
whoa,
players.
When did this? And what is going on here, man?
Light-skinned quarterback with braids?
Yeah,
what?
They letting it go.
What? You got to love the league now.
They've had enough.
Hey, we trying to win.
Yeah, they've had enough.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
You have a big trip set up. We'll talk about that later. Something very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very fun.
If we pull it off, should be interesting.
You are at the precipice of all good things NFL. Mm. You are involved. So OC is partaking on an adventure. So we're going to let him go do that. Appreciate y'all listening. Man, this week is going to be all the way live. Try to evaluate these games using the smell test criteria. Mm-hmm. Rewind, write notes, do whatever you can. It'll be fun.
I need to work on my legs, bro. My legs are getting too skinny.
Yeah, you know
I
what
don't
you
like this.
You got rich man legs.
Yeah, man.
Rich man legs.
It's ridiculous.
There's a couple things that happen with rich man legs.
Yeah, tell us.
First of all,
yeah,
your ankles are exposed.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're either
not outside.
You're not outside, OC. Yeah.
Okay.
You're on a boat or you don't get cold.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have big jackets because you're
but I do.
I know, but most of the time you don't.
It didn't fit your narrative.
You're not outside,
yeah,
right?
Mm.
And your legs are a little thin,
yeah.
But you know, you always got a little abs, whatever.
Yeah,
but you're not really
cool.
In. Yeah, you're good, but it's not like you know.
Yeah,
you
not know, like I do it for a living.
Yeah. Because the guys that are lifting their legs for a living, either you're athletic,
yep,
or you don't have a job.
Yeah, one of those two.
Yeah, or a personal trainer, which might mean you don't have a job, right?
Yeah.
Like, who got all day to squat?
Yep, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so, you might have big, strong legs because you walk a lot, right?
I do.
But rich man legs, they don't walk a lot.
They don't walk too much. Nah, well, I guess I'm not rich then. Because I walk a whole lot, G-Man.
It doesn't fit my narrative.
It doesn't fit your narrative.
So go with my
narrative. Walk a whole lot.
But you still
walk an average of 10 kilometers a day, bro.
Not enough for your legs to get big.
I know, that's
okay?
True.
Okay? You're not walking up hills. You're walking on flat land, which means you're in a city.
And downhill.
And downhill.
Everything's flat. Running downhill for
that's
you,
not. There's nothing. There's nothing hard about that. You're not carrying anything up hills. You're not a laborer. I'm a laborer. Anyways, that's enough out of us. Till next week, the Jason Nosey Podcast. Holla at y'all. Uprise all day. We don't play.